the art of starting something new. I decided to do another one because I wanted to talk about, first and foremost, like having fear of starting something new. I pride myself in being a creative person, and I've always been a creative person for the most part through childhood up until high school, into college, and now, of course, doing what I'm doing now. But what I have noticed is we always have a fear of the unknown, which means we are afraid to start something new. In March, I decided to start fresh, start anew. I listened to many different things, like on YouTube. I stream a lot of YouTube while I work and so forth. And I found myself putting a lot of different things that I wanted to do off, including this podcast, because I wasn't quite sure if I wanted to do a podcast or do something typical like I did before, a t-shirt line, which I didn't want to do again. You know, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with it, but something just said, just speak, just talk. Like, a lot of times we spend so much time trying to figure out what we want to do and how we want to do it instead of just doing it. Just put it out there, because you never know. You never know who it could touch at what particular time. We know that time isn't really real. It resonates to us when it's supposed to, a message that you have. And a lot of times we negate to listen to our instincts. And we put so many different things off, and then we kind of get upset when we don't put certain things out, and then come to find out the idea, whatever that idea may be, comes through another vessel, and it happens. A book that I got from a good friend of mine was that I never finished because I'm so bad at reading books and taking time to read books, which I used to not be like that. But of course, being a designer and always having my computer in my lap, or, you know, running around doing different things for the house or whatever the case may be, I don't set aside time to read books like I used to. I'm more of a magazine reader, and I'm more of an audiobook person. But if you get a chance, please look into Big Magic. It's The Creative Living Beyond Fear by Elizabeth Gilbert. And if you've ever seen the movie Eat, Pray, Love, that is an excellent, excellent, excellent movie that she wrote the book for, and they produced the movie. Julia Roberts was in it, and Viola Davis was in it also. So if you guys get a chance, please check that out. But it's an excellent way of equating that to your life when you're trying to start fresh and start new, and you're afraid to. But just know that fear, the acronym for fear, is false evidence appearing real. So, I mean, honestly, fear is just something that we have because we're taught certain things instead of, you know, connecting with the source and allowing the source to use us as a vessel. I'm so, 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 so excited about the podcast, because when I was a kid, I was very shy, and that was out of fear. And my mom put me in beauty pageants, and I wasn't really into that type of thing, but I was a very dainty little girl. Very, very, very dainty. And I did one, and I did pretty good in it. I won hostess, which is like first runner up or what have you. And I had the most ticket sales or the most advertisement sales, but they didn't want to give it to a little black girl. They didn't. My mom pushed for it. I had excellent, excellent credentials through family, friends, and so forth. And I mean, my dress was the bomb. My grandma made it. Hey, it was what it was. She was one of the best seamstresses in Kansas City. But my mom did that to kind of push me out of my fear of, you know, of interacting with people. Then as I got older, I went to private school, went on to go to, I went to public school, but I went to the best public school in Kansas City, Missouri, which is Lincoln College Preparatory Academy. And it's one of the top schools in the state of Missouri. In fact, I do believe it is the top school in the state of Missouri right now. And I was kind of afraid of that too, because I was had a culture shock. I grew up in the hood, but I never been to a predominantly black school before. So it was very interesting that I, you know, dealt with that, but it was still kind of a mix, but it was predominantly black. And then I had another culture shock when I went to K-State, Kansas State University, where I graduated, and it was only 3% minority. Minority, not black people, minority. And it was a fear there too, because I went into something that most black women at that time or black people at that time weren't doing, and that was graphic design, otherwise known as visual communications. And I was blessed to be able to get my degree in it and be the third black woman to graduate with that said degree, but the first black woman to go through it, or melanated woman. I'm trying to get out of using black because I don't like to classify myself as black because black is not your nationality. But anyway, woman of melanated presence or what have you. African-American woman, whatever, but we know we're not from Africa. That's a whole nother situation. We're going to talk about that too. Anyway, I had a fear of even that, you know, and starting something new with that. I started my business from, you know, not having certain opportunities presented to me that I felt like I should have had. And I just took it upon myself. Coming from an entrepreneurial family, it was easier for me to delve into that. And I kind of pushed that fear to the side. And when I was working in retail, I started off working in retail after working with my grandfather closely in upholstery. And that's how I kind of broke out of being able to talk to people. Because for years, as a kid and as a teenager, I was really, really shy. And then when I started working for Gymboree, I broke loose. And from that point on, I've always been able to sell things and sell myself as a designer and sell my product, being my work, logo development and so forth, and brand strategy and all these different things that I do. And, you know, and now I am taking that step out on faith as far as with this podcast. I wasn't sure how to even start, but I remember looking at a Breakfast Club interview with Gary Vee, and he was the one that said something about Anchor, and that's how I even started doing this. I had it on my phone for months. I seen that the interview many, 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 many months ago, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to start a podcast, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to connect it to my Naturalist Dope brand, or if I wanted to do the Still Dope as Fuck stuff, or what I wanted to do, because I like so many different things. And I know that's my ascendant sign, Libra, which Libras are into so many different things, but they don't have a lot of good follow through. The only thing I really follow through on is graphics. That's really, really it. And that's something that I'm conscientiously working on, and being very, very honest with myself about, you know, starting certain things and completing them and sticking to them. Because when you're a creative person, you can find yourself in so many different lanes if you're good at a lot of different things. I know how to write. I write poetry. I know how to paint. I know how to draw. I do graphic design. I like to decorate homes. I want to go into staging and so forth. So it's a lot of different things that I'm into. However, you know, sometimes it can be a fear factor in getting started. So I say all of that to say this. This podcast isn't going to be very long. I'm about to end it here in a second. But I just wanted to say, you know, start fresh, start anew. Understand that we're blessed to live this life and have another breath to breathe. And if there is something that you want to do, go for it. Why not? What's stopping you? You know, in this life, I found that people are going to like you or not like you. So it's up to you to direct your energy in a way that you feel most positive about and where you can affect people in a positive way, and all else you can't worry about. So with that being said, again, March 1st, man, it's new beginnings. So many awesome, beautiful beginnings. And I bid you a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful start to your month. And start whatever that is that you're into, okay? Because not everybody was blessed with this day. So make it great. Make it great. Make it great. Make it great. And again, thank you. If you have gotten on to Instagram and checked out Still Dope AF on Instagram, that is the official Instagram for the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. And then I'll have some other things on there. But for now, we're focusing on the podcast. We don't want to, you know, pull the thing before the horse. I can't remember what the fuck it was, but y'all know what I mean. So with that being said, God bless y'all. I'll talk to y'all soon. Take care.